This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's not unusual for Milwaukee Magazine to offer a guide to living in Milwaukee. In fact, the monthly publishes a city guide issue each year and routinely compiles information about everything from pizza places to doctors to salons. But this month's issue features a team effort from the magazine's staff that often delves into very personal reporting. The September cover story is on aging in the Milwaukee area and includes stories on assisted living, memory loss, legal and money issues, and more, including personal essays. Editor Kurt Chandler and Associate Editor Claire Hannon join us in the studio to give us the backstory. Nice to see you both.
Thanks for having us, Mitch.
Thank you.
So this is not your typical guide issue, the collection of spas or pizza places or what have you. You are really getting into some serious issues with this one.
Yeah, we had a lot of personal experience with it as staff members, and we had talked about it quite a few times. And then you kind of look at the demographic information, and the aging population is booming in Wisconsin, and it's going to continue to grow. So we thought it was timely and important and something you may not realize you need until you need it.
Well, and I guess, you know, if you go to a pizza place at somebody's recommendation, you don't like it, it's not that big a deal. But these are really life-changing decisions you're writing about.
They are. And I think they affect everybody. Claire brought this story to a pitch meeting that we had at the magazine. And I was surprised at the reaction just among staff. I mean, everybody went off on a tangent, a story, a real-life story of their own, either relating to their grandparents or parents or siblings or even themselves. I have to say, quite a bit older than Claire, but I was thinking that there wouldn't be much interest in this necessarily. I mean, my wife and I have signed advance directives and have gone through the tragic deaths of each of our parents, but this was really a resounding issue when we discussed it as a staff, and so I knew we were onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this says something about where we are today? Because, I mean, you know, people have always aged, and there have always been issues about how to care for them or who is going to care for them. Things have changed, though, that we are having these kinds of specific discussions today, maybe?
I think as the life expectancy continues to grow, people are dealing with a retirement of 30 years, and some of those years you might be a little incapacitated, and who's going to take care of you then and where are you going to live? You know, it's a problem that is all class levels and everyone deals with it. We actually surveyed our readers after we knew, okay, this sounds to us like a good idea. So we surveyed our readers to figure out what specific areas they wanted to know about. A lot of them wanted some upfront information about the financial impact and planning, some insurance, others just senior care managers. Well, and then in kind of trying to find these answers, I think we realized that Milwaukee has like a surplus of these resources. It takes some work to find them.
Well, right. Your article, of course, sets the stage for the whole special section, and you write about this issue that's playing out in various incarnations, adults who see their parents getting older and needing some kind of assisted living arrangement, but having little idea of how to begin even researching it.
Yeah, it's ugly stuff to sit down and think hard about, but I think more and more people are realizing that the earlier you make these decisions about yourself, the less your kids have to make those hard decisions for you.
In some ways, I think it's the baby boomers, and I hate to say this because it's become kind of a cliche, that are driving this train. Boomers like me see some of the quandaries that we face and that our parents have faced. And so we're sort of caught between traditional roles of how to care for elders and things that were never really thought about before and never really put before us to grapple with. Just this past weekend, a friend of mine was talking about his mother, who is in assisted living care, and this was a recent move for her. And before that, my friend's sister, two sisters, was caring for their mother. Very traditional, children of the family often have traditionally been sort of saddled, if you will, with that role of caring for elders. But it's not that way anymore, necessarily.
Did you see yourself speaking in this issue more to older readers or to the children and the grandchildren?
I think it was, in my mind, it was the children and the grandchildren, but there are 75-year-olds who haven't yet, who still live on their own and live, you know, completely active lives, but they need to be thinking about where they're going to live in 10 years. And as much as the older population is growing, the market is really growing in innovative ways to kind of sate that need. And the support groups for caregivers, there are so many in Milwaukee. The different programs to keep people kind of living at home and living independently, we're thinking of a million different cool ways to help that. So I thought that was also worth exploring in addition to the kind of servicey, here's how you can do X, Y, and Z.
Well, so you write that if there really is any good news to this whole equation is that Milwaukee seems to be a really diverse, supportive place for senior living.
Yeah, there's a support group for caregivers that meets on the lakefront every week, and they just walk together, and they just talk about whatever they feel like talking about. You know, it's just a little example, but there are, you know, the public museum has this thing called Spark Programs that goes into assisted living homes and does these historical presentations that actually end up helping jog the memory of some of the people who might be experiencing dementia or Alzheimer's. So the support areas abound.
You also write that people complain a lot about taxes in this area, but this is one area that taxes really have supported.
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee County's Department on Aging is a very robust program. I mean, the city and outer suburbs have senior centers galore that are filled with activities and meal programs. So it just takes looking to find it.
It takes looking, and it also takes, I think, a will to talk about this stuff, mm-hmm. because it's still very difficult among family members to broach these issues.
Right. There's this really moving essay by Anne Christensen where she talks about writes about broaching these issues with her dad.
Exactly. Again, traditionally, Anne, as I believe the only daughter of her father, took over the roles willingly and really happily, I believe, as the caretaker of her dad. But it was new territory for her. And I have to say, because I've known Anne for a while, it was a struggle for her.
These are not even questions that people really know even how to bring up.
Right. Mm-hmm. And right. And how to debate this among family members, or how to debate or just reasonably talk about these things with your parents who don't want to go there, basically. And there's struggles between the siblings, and maybe there are step-siblings that complicate things even more. So it's just tough sometimes to get it out in the open, clear the air.
What are the legal issues that you write about?
Well, again, people aren't thinking too much about what happens to their homes, their trust funds, their investments, even their pets after they're incapacitated or gone. In talking to a couple lawyers and financial advisors, you know, they are adamant about putting down your requests and your plans, end-of-life plans, in what's called an advance directive. And that includes all these things I just mentioned, financial, legal, even certainly largely, hugely important, where you want to live, as well as living will. You know, if you are incapacitated and on life support, what do you want to do? What do you want to have done by the medical experts? So my parents did not have a thing written down. And so it was up to their four children to decide in an awful circumstances, you know, in the hospital, gathered around in one of those cold and impersonal meeting rooms. So, you know, I don't think most people would want their children or grandchildren to have to go through that. And people need to put it down on paper. There are ways online to find forms with the state, and that's helpful. But I think you might want to bring in a lawyer in because some of this gets pretty complicated. You know, they know the route.
In researching the story, we were looking at, I think it's La Crosse. They started with one estate planner, and he had just been encouraging everyone he worked with to have an advance directive. And the city's end-of-life costs had just plummeted because more and more people were saying, okay, you know, we have a plan. Kids, all you have to do is follow it. And that's good for everyone.
So you write about these legal questions and these kind of logistical questions and some more existential kinds of questions. But then there is also this comprehensive guide to senior living communities. How did you arrive at the ratings you gave these places?
Those are pulled from the Medicare database, which collects information on everything that is licensed and receives Medicare funding. We restricted it to a 40-mile radius around the center of Milwaukee. Those listings should be taken with a grain of salt, and some of the data reported in those is self-reported, which is, of course, always to be taken with a grain of salt.
The point being, this shouldn't substitute for actually going and checking these places out to see whether they meet your needs.
Right, but we were talking to some people, and they had to find places for a parent, you know, overnight, it seemed like, and all they had was a list from the hospital of, here are the nearest three places. While this can help you find something in your area and then really just act as a starting place.
Do you see one perhaps overarching key message in this section as a whole?
I would say, again, talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe use this as a springboard to initiate conversations about these topics. Health issues, housing issues, transportation issues, mm-hmm. all that seems to be swept under the rug sometimes because, after all, who wants to, you know, start a conversation about death? But, you know, death is part of life, and I think you have to plan for it in the way that you plan for everything in life.
And maybe it's never too early to start having these conversations.
No, certainly not. I've tried bringing it up with my own parents who are in their late 50s because after doing this, I'm thinking, we have to talk about this tomorrow. Like, but, yeah, I think talk about it early and often so you know exactly what they want. Do they want to bring their pets with them? How are you going to pay for their medications? Do they have enough money to pay for the kind of standard of living they want to have? Those are things that require pretty deep conversations.
Absolutely. Well, Claire, Kurt, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Kurt Chandler is editor and Claire Hannon is associate editor of Milwaukee Magazine. The Aging in Milwaukee Guide is in the September issue.